I'm going to need 7 volunteers. Who wants to be a volunteer to come up and help me today? Okay. Let's see, who have we got? Okay, we'll start with some of the weird ones. Okay. Right, you got an envelope, come up to the front. Okay. Right, Finlay, you go over the far side. Cara's follow him. Okay, you want Cara? Who else wants? Okay. Cara, you going over here? Come on. You go beside Finlay. Get this in the right order so I don't get confused. Let me see, Cara, you come over here. Good girl. What number have you got there? You're number 3. You're beside Cara's. Number 4. You go in there. That's a good girl. You come over here, man. Right? Okay, right. Now, what do you think are in the envelopes? Any idea what might be in the envelope? What do you normally find in an envelope? Okay. Yep. Writing. That's very good. Writing on a piece of paper. And somebody is writing to us. What do we call that? Yeah. A note or a letter. Isn't that right? Now, we don't send many letters today. We do text messages, emails, messages on Messenger and all that sort of stuff. But we're thinking today about letters. We're going to think today about 7 letters that the Lord Jesus sent. Isn't that amazing? The Lord Jesus sent 7 letters, and he sent them to 7 churches. You'll see a picture. You'll see it up on the screen. And this is, anybody ever been to Turkey? And holiday, if you ever been to Turkey on holiday, you might be near where all these churches are. 7 small wee groups of people, not wasn't a building, but groups of people who love Jesus. And Jesus was sending a letter in order to teach them something. And we're going to look at these letters very quickly, and we'll see what we can learn indeed from it. Doesn't fall apart. Okay. Right, the first letter. Finlay, you open yours, or you open your letter, okay? Can you have it? Get a wee bit of help there. Thank you, Rachel. And see what Finlay's letter says. Good man. Right, you hold it up good and high, Finlay. Right, we'll see it on the screen as well. And it's a letter to the church in a place called Ephesus. And we see it says it has lost its first love, and we see a broken heart. Finlay, you come on over here and put it up here on the board. Good man. Okay, I'll help you just put it up here. Okay, you can go back to your seat, Finlay, now. You can go back to your seat. So, this first church, it was a church which looked okay, but the problem, boys and girls, was they no longer loved Jesus the way they once did. And you know, it's great to come to Sunday school, to church, GBBB. It's great to have loads of fun. It's great to sing songs and to talk to each other. But you know what God is looking for, boys and girls? Not what we look like on the outside. He's looking into our hearts to see, do we love Jesus inside us? And that's the most important thing. Now, boys and girls, when we're born, the Bible tells us we hate God. Isn't that shocking? The Bible says people hate God because they're born with sin. And it's only by being born again that we come to love Jesus. So I want to know, boys and girls, mums and dads and everybody else, have you been changed? Have you come to love Jesus? Brookside Church, do we love Jesus? Do we really love Jesus the way we should? Right, let's see the next church. Karis, you open yours, please. Okay. And it's to a church called Smyrna. It's near Ephesus. And you hold it up good and high, and we'll see it on the screen as well. The church of Smyrna, which was the suffering church. Okay, Karis, you come over and put it up on the board here. Good girl. Okay, you can set it up and you can go back to your seat. Now, the first church, it had lost its first love. But this church, Smyrna, Jesus is telling them something sad's going to happen. Where do you think, boys and girls, are going to end up, some members of the church? Where's the boy on the screen? Where is he? What do you call that place? Just Johan? He's in prison. And this church was going to suffer. It was a good church. They loved Jesus. But boys and girls, sometimes if we love Jesus, bad things will happen to us. Sometimes in school, people might call you names if they hear you go to Sunday school or church. And you know, that's not easy. The members of this church are told the devil is working against them, and some of them will end up in prison. But Jesus promises he will be with them. Remember the story of Joseph in the Bible? He ended up in prison, but God was with him. So if we love Jesus, boys and girls, it might be tough. It might be hard in school, particularly the bigger boys and girls in school. People might call you name. But if you love Jesus, Jesus will be with you, and he will help you. Okay, next one, Grace. You open yours. This is a strange name. Pergamum. It's the type of a mummy, isn't it? Pergamum. Hold it up good and high. And this is the compromising church. Come ahead, Grace, and put it up on the screen, on the board here. Well, I have to put it up high here. You can go back to your seat, good girl. And this is the compromising church. Now, there's a strange-looking boyo. There's a strange-looking boyo on the screen here. And what sort of animal does he have? Let me tell me what sort of animal that is. Who has an answer? What sort of animal? Okay, yes, Alfie. Sorry? A donkey. And this is a man called Balaam. And Balaam was a man who God used to tell people what God wanted to say. But he wasn't a good man, boys and girls. He was a bad man. And he is coming to do something against God's people, the children of Israel. And an angel of God with a big flaming sword was blocking the road. Now, Balaam didn't see this. His donkey saw it, and his donkey sat down, and Balaam kept hitting his donkey. He said, "Why won't you go on, you stupid donkey?" And then what happened? The donkey began to talk to him. And he says, "Listen, have I ever done anything against you?" And Balaam opened his eyes and saw an angel there. But Balaam, boys and girls, he was a man who led the children of Israel away from God's word. Even though he knew what God wanted, he taught them to do that, which was bad, against God's commandments. And it's possible as a church, or boys and girls, those who say we follow Jesus, I love Jesus, but don't do what Jesus tells us to do. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So we can't love Jesus and steal. We can't love Jesus and tell lies about people. That's to compromise. That's to say we can be a Christian and don't do what God wants us to do. Okay, come on, Emma, you open yours. Thyatira. These are strange places. If you go to Turkey, you can find where some of these churches were. Okay. Hold it up good and high. You can put your envelope down there. Okay. The Church of False Teaching. Come on, Emma, you put it up here. Okay, good girl. The Church of False Teaching. Now, there's a scary-looking woman on the screen, isn't it? And her name, boys and girls, was Jezebel. She was, in the Old Testament, married to a king called Ahab. And she caused the children of Israel to turn away from the true God and to worship false gods made of stone and wood called images or idols. And in this church in Thyatira, there is a woman who was like Jezebel. There is a woman who were teaching the people not to love Jesus, but to follow wrong ideas. And we have to be careful, boys and girls, because there are people who will tell you as you grow up, you don't have to trust Jesus to get to heaven. People will say, you don't have to be born again. You don't have to be changed in your heart. You can go to heaven just by trying your best. And don't listen to people like that. Boys and girls, if people tell us something that sounds strange, you know what you should do? Open the Bible and see if what they say is in the Bible. And in this church, the people were making a mistake of listening to a woman called Jezebel, a woman who was leading them away from the true God. Jezebel was not a nice lady. I don't think there's any boys and girls, well, no boys anyway, no girls called Jezebel today, because it's someone who leads us away from God's word. You're in Sunday school, boys and girls. You have teachers who believe God's word, teach you God's word. But see, in the world outside, as you get older, there are people will tell you stuff
which doesn't agree with God's word. You trust God's word because it is the truth. Okay, Cara, you open yours. Good girl. And this is to a church in a place called Sardis. Okay, can you hold it up good and high? Oh, turn around the other way, Cara. Good girl. That's the way. Okay, now, this is the dead church. Come on over here, Cara. We'll put it up. Good girl. Put it up here. That's a great job. Now, does anybody know what that's the picture of there on the screen? Bumbody, 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 bum. It's a picture of somebody's heart that makes on a machine. If you go to the hospital and they're just worried your heart's not working, on the screen it goes up and down, bum, ba bum, ba bum, ba bum, ba bum. And then if it goes a long white line like that, boys and girls, get worried. That means your heart's not working anymore. It means you're dead, or a lead's come out, and that. So this was a church which had died. Now, it's a church that was doing busy stuff. It was a church where they met together, they sang together, they prayed together, they looked at God's word together. They did all the things that a church would do. But boys and girls, they were dead inside. They weren't alive. They didn't love Jesus, they didn't know Jesus, they didn't follow Jesus. And it's possible to come to church, whether we're small or big, it's possible to sing, to have fun, and to listen to God's word, but still not be alive inside. We're only alive inside, boys and girls, when the Holy Spirit enters us, when we have been born again by the Spirit of God. So I wonder, when God's word is taught, you go, oh no, I don't like God's word. That's a sign you're dead. When God's word says you have to obey Jesus, and you go, oh no, I don't want to do that. It's a sign that you're dead inside. Okay. Go ahead, Matthew. You're waiting patiently. Where are we going to now? Philadelphia. Not the one in America. The one that's in Turkey. Okay, hold it up good and high. Hold up good and high. The church with an open door. Come ahead and put it up here, Matthew, good man. Can you reach up there? Okay, great job. Okay, you can go back to your seat. Right. This was a church which was a good church, boys and girls. This was a church where they loved God, they were alive, and they worked hard. But they were in a place where it was hard to love Jesus. And God is saying to this church, I have opened a door for you. A door where you can go and tell other people about Jesus. A door which no one will shut. Even though people around you don't like Jesus, even though it's hard being a Christian, I will be with you and I'll help you to talk about Jesus. I will help you to serve Jesus. I will open this door and no one can close it. And boys and girls, that's exciting. Remember I said sometimes in school it's hard to be a Christian. As you get older, people make fun of you. But do you see those boys and girls who are in the same class as you? God wants them to become Christians. And God can help you to talk to them about Jesus, to invite them to Sunday school if they don't go to Sunday school, to invite them to BB or GB. You can do that, boys and girls. It's good to do that. God gives you an opportunity every day you meet boys and girls who don't know Jesus to talk to them about Jesus. And boys and girls, pray for them. See, when you're going to bed at night, you talk about the boys and girls in your class who don't go to church, who don't go to Sunday school. You pray that they will come to know Jesus. Because boys and girls, you can't go to heaven. Those boys and girls in your class will not go to heaven unless they come to know and love Jesus. And we have to talk to them about that. Okay, last one. Go ahead, Thomas. Good man, Thomas. The last one is the church in Laodicea. Another strange name. Hold it up. All the way around, Thomas. All the way around. Good man. That's right. And this is a lukewarm church. Come ahead. You see in the picture there, there are two taps. One is hot and one is cold. That's good. That'll do all right. We'll stay. And normally out of a hot tap, there comes hot water. Normally out of a cold tap, there is cold water. But if you mix them together, it's lukewarm. It's not hot. It's not cold. A number of weeks ago, boys and girls, you know those very warm days? There's nothing as nice on a really warm day to have a lovely cold drink of juice. And I went and I got some diluting orange, put it in a glass, got some water at the tap, put it in the glass. I put it on the wrong tap, boys and girls. And instead of a nice cool drink, I had a lukewarm drink. And you know what I felt like when I tasted it? I felt like spitting it out. It tasted awful. So I put it in the fridge until it cooled down. And then later when it was cold, I drank it. And Jesus is saying, this church in Laodicea, it's not hot, it's not very eager and keen about him. It's not cold, it's not dead. It's sort of in the middle. Okay about Jesus. And you know what Jesus says? I wish you were either hot or cold. I want to spit you out. Not disgusting. That's what Jesus said. Because you're neither hot or cold. Somebody who's lukewarm, boys and girls, is someone who says, somebody says, like, listen, Jesus says, I want you to go and to obey your mommy and daddy. Someone who's lukewarm would go, okay. Mommy and daddy says to you, tidy your bedroom. Okay. You don't say no. You don't say yes with enthusiasm. Okay. Maybe you're told in Sunday school or BB or GB or school to do something. You go, okay. And you do it, but you don't really want to do it. That is being lukewarm. And Jesus doesn't want us to be lukewarm. Jesus wants us to be hot. Jesus wants us to be those who say, Jesus, you're wonderful. I want to serve you. I love to serve you. And that only happens, boys and girls, through God's Holy Spirit living in you. And as you listen about Jesus, you think of his great love, you're singing about dying on the cross to be our rescuer. As we think about that, we come to love him more. And instead of being lukewarm, we're hot for Jesus. Now I wonder, boys and girls, we'll go to our last picture up there. I wonder, boys and girls, which church are you like? Are you like the church that's lost its first love? You don't love Jesus? I hope not. Are you maybe going to be suffering church? You're faithful, but it's hard for you at school. But remember, Jesus is with you. Are you like the compromising church which doesn't follow God's laws and commandments? Are you like the church of the false teaching, people who teach lies and you believe it and you don't have to trust in Jesus? Are you like a church that's dead, a church which doesn't know God at all? You see, these churches here, boys and girls, Jesus says, if you don't change, I'm going to take away your lampstand. I'm going to take away your church. And boys and girls, if we don't change, we don't trust in Jesus, we're going to get God's punishment in that awful place called hell. It's not nice for me to say that, but that is true. That's why we have to come and trust in Jesus. Are you like the church of an open door, a church where God gives you an opportunity to speak for Jesus, to shine for Jesus? Tomorrow you're going into school, boys and girls. Isn't that great? You're going into school and you can shine for Jesus. You can tell boys and girls that you're at Children's Day today. You can tell them about the songs. You can sing the songs to them. You can do whatever you want in that. But you have an opportunity, an open door to talk about Jesus. Boys and girls, don't be lukewarm. Don't be like someone who says, all right. You know something? When I was at university, I used to go to football matches. Northern Ireland were playing. And a group of us would go to football matches. And the next day when we would come into university, you would know the ones who went to the football match. Because we all talked like this. We had lost our voices. Because the night before we had shouted so much, we sang so much, we couldn't hardly talk the next day. Boys and girls, Northern Ireland's all right. But I tell you, Jesus is a lot better. You pray that you trust Jesus, you know Jesus. Get excited about Jesus. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be lukewarm. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of the seven churches. And Father, we do pray that help us to learn where we are as a church in Brookside in this. Help us to learn where we have to repent and change. Help us to learn as people here, whether we're the boys and girls or mums and dads, grannies and grandads or whoever. Help us to learn where we're dead, where we have lost our first love, where we are compromising, where we're listening to false teaching, where we're lukewarm. Father, forgive us. Help us to repent. Help us to change, to come back to Jesus. Help us to be like the church which is faithful in suffering, the church with the open door of opportunity. Help us to be people like that. who love God, are excited about Christ, and shine for him. Help us, Father. Help us to know that only those who know and love Jesus, who trust in him as Savior and Lord, will be in heaven with him one day. In Jesus' name we pray.